I'm Arjun.
I'm Vishnu.
And this is Snacks for the Socially Distanced, the podcast where we give you the lowdown on all the grocery store snacks you wish you could try.
And also a few that you've probably never seen or heard of before.
As always, if you like the content, please subscribe and follow us on Instagram at snacks4tsd.
That's the number 4, the letter T, the letter S, and the letter D.
Without further ado, here's today's snack. All right, so we've done 2 quesos on this show, I believe. We've done a lot of cheeses, obviously.
Yeah, I think only 2 quesos.
And one...
Maybe 3? Have we done 3? I feel like maybe we've done 3.
Maybe. So the queso that we're doing right now is one that we're actually, in some ways, going like a little head-to-head with the previous queso, which was a few episodes ago. Bought them at the same time. This one is refrigerated. The other one was very much shelf-stable. For what it's worth, the best queso that we've had on the show, and like probably the best grocery store queso I've ever had, was also shelf-stable. So I don't know that there's like any distinctive reason to believe that it would be better refrigerated, but...
I would like to also point out that that might even be the best non-grocery store queso I've ever had.
I don't know if I would go that bold. Maybe not
the best, but like it's
really
up there.
Statement, but...
It's a top-tier queso. And that one was...
Lee Oliver's. Yeah. So this one is Gordo's Cheese Dip.
Which is a less fancy sounding name than Lee Oliver's by far.
Authentic Mexican restaurant style.
Mild.
Yep, it is a mild kind.
The fonts and branding look kind of like a, you know, like a fast casual Mexican chain.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the vibe I'm getting from this.
If you are a North Carolina or South Carolina resident.
Then like a Moe's.
I was going to say south of the border.
Oh, that's only in North Carolina?
It's like that theme park that is...
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking not, on the border.
Not on the border. Not they on can the go border. South of the border.
South of the border.
The theme park is what this reminds me of.
Yeah, yeah, I can see it. The theme... The,
you know, the
branding. The mixed-use development.
Yeah, whatever that is.
I don't know. But yeah, on the or south of the border, or like maybe Moe's or something like that.
Kind yeah, of like, kind of like Moe's. So yeah, we're eating these with some chips. These are... Garden of Eden Red Hot Blues corn tortilla chips. There's like blue corn tortilla chips with some Red Hot on them. They're a little bit salty, a little bit spicy, but they're not overpoweringly flavored. So
well, right off the bat, if we're putting it head to head, it wins.
Definitely.
Easy.
It's much better than the other one we had. I think that, like, to be honest, just the initial taste on this makes me realize that white queso is just better. It doesn't matter. I don't know if there's any other way that you can make it not.
Wait.
You don't think so?
I don't know if I want to go that far because I think that yellow queso is, like, a cornerstone of Tex-Mex cuisine specifically. And I think, like, for example, Super Rica in Atlanta has very good yellow queso. Mm. So I don't know if I necessarily just go out here and say, like, fuck yellow queso. But again, this is just a much better product than the previous yellow queso that we tried.
Much better product.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually, you know, as I'm eating it, and I'm really letting it, like, sit on my tongue, you can taste the mildness of it. And I think that, like, it's a distinctive, it's, like, a noted flavor. I think that that's, like, a... not a bad thing. You know, like, I think, like, sometimes a lot of, like, non-American foods, people, like, create spice scales because most traditional American foods are not that spice-filled. I think that, like, a lot of times people are like, oh, like, the better it is, gonna be the spicier it is. I don't know that's always the case.
No.
I think that, like, in this case, you can...
I mean, they were trying to hit miles, and they hit miles.
Yeah. And, like, you taste, like, the cheese flavor a lot.
Yeah.
I think it works, actually, in favor.
I agree with all that. Now, you know, for the more negative aspect, it's definitely much worse than Lee Oliver's. Like, I'm definitely not about to call this one of my best cases of all time.
Why is it worse than Lee Oliver's?
I think the flavor is much less complex. I think it's very much just like, it tastes like, you know, white Mexican cheese melted down with some chopped jalapeno in it. Like some, or,
yeah,
some chopped pepper. It's like a very, it's a very straightforward flavor. It's kind of a flavor that, like, if I went to a restaurant and I got this for an order of queso, I'd be like, cool, queso. Like, I wouldn't be like, wow, I gotta get the queso from here. It's just kind of like, it's kind of like a very archetypal queso.
But I would not be disappointed.
I wouldn't be disappointed. It's a fine queso. It's just like special.
Yeah. You know, for example, I think this is probably better than the Moe's queso.
Which is really bad.
I don't think it's really bad.
I thought it was pretty bad.
It's definitely better than the Chipotle queso.
Which is also quite trash, that, in my opinion.
Pretty bad.
Oh yeah, this is like a fine queso. It's like a, you know, very upstanding queso. It's really nothing to complain about.
No.
It just does not like transcend the genre in the way that I felt like Lee Oliver's did.
It doesn't, but the fact that it is available from a quote-unquote more normal grocery store, this is from Publix, I'm pretty sure you can get this at other grocery stores that are not just Whole Foods.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not trying to go to Whole Foods every single time I go to the grocery store. It means that like, it might be one of the better ones you can get from a normal grocery store. I mean, I think it's definitely better than like the Tostitos queso that you can get off the shelf.
Yes, I would give it that as well.
No,
you're very right.
And I've not like, seen that many other quesos.
No, I think that like, this is better than Tostitos, it's better than whatever that abomination we had last time was. and so yeah, I would say like, this might be my go-to Publix queso.
Yeah, which is, I think, a pretty notable statement, you know? Yeah. Like, I think we'll definitely finish this box. Like, not now, obviously.
No.
But, like, over the course of the time that we own it,
yes.
I think we'll finish it. I definitely, you know, I'm a huge fan of queso, and, you know, it's like a good little snacking thing that, like, I kind of wish I could have more often sometimes.
Yeah. How's the expiry date on this?
That's a good question, actually.
Since it is... Oh, not that bad. It's March 2021.
Hmm. And right now it is November 2020, so...
Quite a while.
That's a pretty far time for now, especially something that's
refrigerated. And we also did buy it like a few weeks ago.
We did, yeah. And we're not eating it new by any means. Yeah. All right. You got a little bit on your beard there.
Oh. Oops. I'm not mad at it at all.
No.
All right, cool.
Would you recommend it to people? I think like if you're...
Soft recommend.
Yeah, soft recommend, right? Yeah. If you're like there and you see it, yeah, why not?
Give like, if you're looking for a queso and this one's available and none of the other ones you've recommended more highly are available.
You mean just Lee Oliver's, right?
Yes. Like, if you're not at Whole Foods
and
you're trying to buy some queso,
yeah, I get this
is a good bet.
Yeah.
On the queso scale, I give it like a 6.
Overall queso scale? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Give it a 6.
But very solid.
Thanks for listening, and if you like what you heard, subscribe and follow us on Instagram at snacks4tsd. That's snacks, S-N-A-C-K-S, 4, like the number 4, T-S-D.